This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address PM Swavnidhi beneficiaries at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Delhi today. During the program, Prime Minister will distribute loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These corridors will be the Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block corridor and Indralok to Indraprastha corridor with a combined length of over 20 kilometers. The proposed corridors are expected to improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion. Prime Minister of Bhutan Dasho Shering Tobge will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on the President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Shering Tobge will also visit Mumbai. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment, and senior officials from the Government of Bhutan will accompany the Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge. The ministry said India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation based on trust, goodwill and mutual understanding at all levels. The visit of the Prime Minister of Bhutan will provide an opportunity to the two sides to review the progress in a unique partnership and to discuss ways and means to expand the enduring ties of friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has issued an advisory for Paytm FASTag users to switch to another bank FASTag before the 15th of March. The Road Transport and Highways Ministry said this will help avoid penalties or any double fee charge while commuting on national highways. In line with the guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India regarding restrictions on Paytm Payments Bank, the Paytm FASTags users will not be able to recharge or top up the balance post the 15th of this month. They can, however, use the existing balance to pay tolls beyond the stipulated date. The NHAI has urged all Paytm FASTag users to take proactive measures to ensure a seamless travel experience on the national highways across the country. 4 people have died and several others were injured in a massive fire incident in a house in the Shahadra area in Delhi today. According to fire officials, the fire broke out in the morning and it spread across the parking area of the house. 9 fire tenders were rushed to the spot to douse the flames. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. The fire department added that 18 people have been rescued and they were sent to the hospital. Police have registered a case in this matter. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted isolated light rainfall and snowfall likely over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 16th of this month and isolated light rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha till the 19th of March. The Weather Department has also predicted rainfall over Jharkhand, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh during the 16th to the 19th of this month. On hot and humid weather, the Met Department has said that these conditions are likely to prevail over Kerala, Mahe, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal to the next 5 days. In All England Open Badminton Championships, shuttler PV Sindhu will face NC Yong of South Korea in the women's singles match today. In other matches, women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasto will clash with Zhang Yu and Zhang Shuxian of China. Yesterday, the duo reached the pre-quarterfinals in Birmingham, UK, where they defeated Yong Ga Ting and Yong Pui Lam of Hong Kong in straight sets 21-13-21-18. In another fixture, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen moves to the pre-quarterfinals of All England Championships with a 21-14 win over Denmark's Magnus Johannesson. However, in the men's singles match, Priyanshu Rajawat was defeated by Indonesian pair Chico Ora Dwi Wardoyo 19-21, 21-11, 9-21. And that is the end of this news bulletin.